This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ross is not the only person to feel this way. The amount of people lining up to be like, no, they're back no matter almost anything. It's like, the math just doesn't math. You don't have to be anti-Stefanski to say coaches that have two playoff caliber seasons and one playoff win in 6 seasons, and the other four would be losing seasons. It's very rare those guys ever get a seventh season. I would damn say it never happens because
right.
It never happens. It's just a wild blank check to write these guys going into this season.
So you don't get that runway, 100% right. But I think the part that people are missing in this, or at least, because they're not living it the same way that we're living it. That's just the reality of it. And because we know how the Deshaun Watson thing went down. It has been reported through Cleveland.com. It's been reported through The Athletic. It was, now again, we don't know the originator between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, but we know Bart and Ernie made their way up to Jimmy Haslam, and collectively they said, this is what we want. We want Deshaun Watson, and then Deshaun Watson and the big push that Jimmy Haslam made was matching the money and getting the money that where it needed to be. But the original idea came from Berry and Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
We are holding them accountable with that thought process as if they are the ones that came up with it. They should be held responsible for it. Meanwhile, Ross, and just talking about how this all plays out, was like, well, you know, we don't really know who came up with it. We don't really know how we got there. And it's like, well, you know, you're omitting the obvious reporting that's already taken place here.
Yeah.
So you're giving Stefanski and them a pass in that regard.
Well, and you're taking too much stock into Jimmy Haslam's own words, where Jimmy Haslam said, hey, you can put that one on me because I'm the owner. He did that because if he came out and said, it was these two guys, but I love these numbskulls, so they're getting another year, no one would want to work for him if he did move on from either guy.
Right. And I think what Jimmy, in saying that, I think he was playing with the idea that everyone was
already blaming him.
Already trusting the reporting that was out there with the idea that it wasn't him that came up with the idea. Like, Haslam wasn't on his couch one day and was like, I got it, guys. Deshaun Watson at all costs. That's not how it's been reported at any stretch of this whole entire ordeal.
I just think it's interesting with Stefanski specifically. And again, I don't want Stefanski to become the new Deshaun Watson. This organization last year was so steadfast on there's nothing that can happen to this guy playing football this year where he's not going to be out there. We're going to play him until it is painfully evident that we are out of playoff contention. In a way, the Achilles injury saved us all. Another half season of strife watching him flail around in an offense that was incomplete, that didn't fit the rest of the personnel, and quite frankly, didn't end up fitting Deshaun Watson either. I don't want that to be Stefanski. It stinks when you don't get your pound of flesh. And what I mean by that is not that that means just because you're bad, Kevin should get fired. But the idea that it's the resolute idea of, well, doesn't matter what they do, they're back no matter what. They haven't earned that. And I understand, and I do, listen, I really do understand that the Browns themselves might think, and Jimmy might think, For some reason, despite bringing these guys back for year six, I have not shaken the allegations about me as an owner, about how impetuous I am, about how involved I am. And by giving them another year, another blank slate, maybe I can beat those allegations. It's like you can't. And by the way, giving Stefanski and Barry 6 years, that is going to buy you. Coaches are going to look at this and go, oh, two winning seasons in 6 years?
Yeah, like he gave it a runway. He tried.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I can do more there with those resources that they've given that if I was in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't get.
And here's another thing I'll give Haslam a little bit of a benefit of the doubt with that I think some people are punishing for. It's like, well, you wouldn't have this big plan and take Andrew Berry with you to all these different colleges and all these different games unless you wanted him for next year. And it's like, well, hold on, take a step back for a second. And why? What do you think he's going to do? Just say, no, Andrew, I don't want you on the flight. I'm going to scout these guys on my own? How do you think that's going to work?
Okay, Dee Podesta can go, but Andrew, yeah, but Kevin, Andrew, you got to stay back in Berea.
Just not enough room. But hey, I believe in you this upcoming season. Like, you, like, think about what message that sends in general. If you tell them, no, I don't want you here. No, you invite them on the trips. You see what their thoughts are. But you can do that with the understanding that they might not make it to the end of the year.
I think the way people talk about Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski as if there's a dramatic difference between the two. And I'm not talking about in Cleveland, because if you've watched these guys for 6 years and you believe in Kevin more than you do Andrew, I think that's an okay take, because you've watched the games. You've lived and died. You've bled with this team. Well, right?
There is a difference between the two.
But nationally, there isn't. Outside of Cleveland, there isn't, other than one guy has two Coach of the Year awards and another guy doesn't.
I mean, for me, the difference is pretty clear, and I think Chris Moeller actually put it in an odd enough way. He put it in a way that I've been thinking about for a while, but I enjoyed hearing him say it. I think Kevin Stefanski's got a strength. I think he would be an awesome, great, fantastic offensive coordinator. It's not a head coach. It's a great offensive coordinator. I don't know what Andrew Berry does well in general
trades.
At this point.
I trust him with trades for the most part.
He can get you a value if it's an Amari Cooper type deal, mm-hmm. something like that.
I mean, I think the trade he got, the trade he put together for trading down from 2 to 5 when it was a wide receiver cornerback and not a cornerback.
Have I been undervaluing his trades? Because I feel like...
But I agree with the overarching point that it's the Kevin thing's more provable than the Andrew Berry thing.
I just know with certainty. I mean, there's a lot of NFL guys that it can make different trades, and maybe I need to give Andrew a little bit more credit for that.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
better than that than maybe I think. I really don't like his drafting ability so far. Maybe this last class will start to turn that around as well. But like with Stefanski, if he's an offensive coordinator of a team, I think very highly of that team.
Yeah, but not if he's the head coach.
But there's a difference there.
But I just thought it was interesting that, and I thought the Morning Boys did a good job in asking their guests, do you think Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are good at what they do? The number one thing, and this has been a trend you and I have observed and commented on for a minute,
yeah,
the biggest defense of Kevin Stefanski right up front is two coach of the years. And by the way, they're valid. He earned them, right? You could make a case on any given year, five or six guys deserve a coach of the year, and the 2 years he won, you can make a case he deserved them. It wasn't fluke that he won them.
Right.
That also...
He still barely edged out Jonathan Gannon for the 1 year.
D'Amico Ryans.
I'm sorry. You're right about that.
I don't know why I corrected you on that. Like that was,
no, but you're 100% right.
How dare you say Jonathan Gannon?
No, but you're right. I just misspoke there. But it was a neck-and-neck voting process. And like, would we look at it differently if it was one coach of the year instead of two coach of the years?
Well, and I think that's the thing.
Or would the national media, look at it different?
Like, I understand if you're in Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, or Baltimore. Well, he can't be that bad. He's got those coach of the year. I get it. But I just look at it and go, okay, how long can that in a playoff win 5 years ago carry me while trying to evaluate him? Because my biggest problem with Kevin is what Chris Mueller said today, which is I think he's a great offensive coordinator. I don't think he's proven to be a truly great NFL head coach.
Right.
I think part of the coach of the year was he took over for Freddie Kitchens. The expectations were finally low for that team. And during an awful season of COVID, where there were a myriad of challenges, first year in the door, wins 11 games. I think the Coach of the Year awards specifically tend to be, oh, that team overshot expectations. Same thing in the NBA.
Right.
I already don't feel that strong about the award in the first place as some moniker of greatness. So I don't know how long that can carry you as your analysis on a guy that we've got cold hard data on. He's had one top 10 offense, scoring offense in 5 years. He's had two winning seasons, two playoff trips, and one playoff win. Mm-hmm. At some point, that has to matter. Like what he's actually earned has to matter more than what a vote happened that is subject to narratives and human bias.
Yeah, I mean, Belichick's got it. He's won the award, I think, three times in total. Like it's not, but like we have the odds right now for Coach of the Year award for this upcoming season. Vrabel's got the best odds to win that award. It's like, why Vrabel? Because Vrabel took a year off and now he's with the Patriots and there's an ascension that's going to happen there. Ben Johnson's got the second best odds. Why? Because he's with a brand new team. If he actually does something with Caleb Williams, that'll be the most impressive. Liam Cohen, first year head coach, just like Ben Johnson, he's third best odds. Jonathan Gannon, fourth. Matt LaFleur, you see how this is working? This isn't working as if they actually think the best coach is going to win this award ever. It's the best story. And unfortunately for Kevin Stefanski, I guess fortunately for Kevin Stefanski, people just don't remember that.
216-474-0092. How far do the Coach of the Year awards carry Kevin Stefanski? Like when you talk about what the job that you think Kevin does, how much of that is the estimation? And we got Jim in Strongsville. We'll get to him in the next segment. It's the out that I think if you're trying to give this to Kevin Stefanski up front, you already have made up your mind. I don't think you have to do that yet. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.